Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
荣耀归给神。
Father, thank you for today.
天父感，为着今天献上感谢。
And thank you for the team and thank you for the kingdom influencers.
为着我们的同工团队献上感谢，我们所有的神国的影响使者。
Give us more revelation and insight by your spirit.
借着你的圣灵赐给我们更多的启示。
Let your kingdom come and let your will be done.
你的国降临，你的旨意成全。
Let the church be edified and empowered.
让你的教会得到建造和鼓励。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, God bless you, everyone who is on board on this training.
祝福所有线上的弟兄姊妹。
And we bless the name of the Lord that you committed to respond to the calling, which is the heartbeat of God in this season.
我们为着你愿意委身于这个课程这个培训。
I always want you to remember that our Lord Jesus Christ is an intercessor, and the Holy Spirit is an intercessor, and the Spirit of Christ is the Spirit of intercession.
我希望大家能够记得，我们的耶稣基督是一个代祷者，那我们的圣灵也是一个代祷者。
As you all know that this training is going to reveal to us a lot of things that are going to make us mature and become kingdom influencers and generals of the kingdom.
接着圣灵这个会带给我们更多的启示，让我们能够成熟，也能够扮演着我们这个神国的使者的这个角色。
So I want to give you a big up all the team that is working day and night, and all our interpreters. May God extremely bless you, because what you're doing is kingdom plan and kingdom mind.
我们为着所有服侍同工献上感谢然后我们所摆上的是出于神国的这个旨意。
Now, last week we looked at the types of intercessors.
上周我们分享到关于这个代祷者的类别。
And today I want us to look at the heart of an intercessor.
今天我们要分享关于代祷者的心肠。
I'm also going to look at the art of intercession.
我也让我们来探讨关于这个代祷的这个艺术。
And ladies and gentlemen, the things of Christianity or the things of ministry is all about the heart.
我们看到这个所有的事工都是出于我们的这个内心。这个心肠。
Everything on the planet Earth, which is true, rotates around the heart.
在这个世界，所有事情都是围绕着我们的这个内心。
So the attitude of your heart and the condition of your heart determines what you decide, and determines what you believe, and determines what you do.
我们的内心，世界决定于，能够，决定，带出我们的这个行为，我们的这个，态度。
Faith is a matter of the heart.
那我们的内心也能够带出，信心。
It It's not a matter of the mind. The mind receives and the mind communicates to the heart. And when it comes in the heart, it becomes a faith.
我们的思维和我们的这个内心是有密切的一个关系。
As what the Bible says, we believe with our hearts and receive salvation, and we confess with our mouth. So the heart believes and the mouth confesses.
啊，圣经里面说到，我们只要我们心里相信，口里承认，我们就能够得救。
But also the Bible talks about the heart as a decisive, a deceitful heart.
那圣经里面讲到，我们的内心也有充满这个诡诈。
Because the heart is a store. The heart keeps a lot of things.
因为在我们心里面隐藏了很多东西。
It is until the mouth has spoken, that is when you know what is hidden in the heart.
从我们口中所说出的，就是打从我们心里面所想的。
So intercession as well is a ministry of the heart.
这个代祷其实是一个关于内心的一个侍奉。
The reason why I'm teaching you about this is that I want your heart to be committed to it or to be drawn to it.
我希望大家能够把我们的心完全的专注。
Because, oh my God, there is what we call the cycle of faith.
这个新兴的一个循环。
Now, the cycle of faith rotates around the sight, the mind, the heart, the mouth, and the environment.
这个新兴的循环包括我们的这个视野、我们的思维，还有我们的这个环境，还有我们的内心。
Now, faith is the eye of the spirit.
这个星星是我们是这个灵里面的一个眼睛。
Now, when we open up our eyes and we see, what we see communicates to our mind.
当我们从我们的眼睛所见，那我们就能够与我们的这个思维有这样的一个沟通。
And our mind is a garden. The mind is a garden.
It's garden.
Garden.
Yeah, a garden.
Like Garden of Eden, garden.
Yes.
我们的这个思维就像一个花园。
Whatever you plant in the mind grows.
我们在这个院里面所栽种的，我们就能够看到那个果实。
That's why you should be very careful what you allow to enter in your mind.
所以我们必须要小心，来保守，所有我们在我们思维里面所接触到的这个事情。
But when it comes from the mind and enters the heart, now it becomes a faith or a belief.
那通过我们的思维，进入到我们的这个内心，就成为一个相信。
And now when it comes from the heart and it comes to the mouth, it becomes a confession.
当我们从内心而发出的这个这个话语，就成为一个宣告。
And when it becomes a confession, now it creates the environment.
通过我们的这个宣告，我们也在制造我们的这个周边的环境。
So, the entrance to the heart Oh my God, we have the eyes, we have the mind, we have the ears.
我们的这个眼睛，思维，还有我们的这个耳朵，都是这个通往我们内心的一个入口。
So the heart is very, very important when it comes to the matters of ministry.
所以，当我们讲到施工，其实跟我们的这个内心世界是有密切的关系。
Because not everyone who serves or preaches or pray or give do it from the heart.
因为我们所有的这个侍奉，这个恩赐都是从我们的内心而发。
Some other people, their mouth is speaking what their heart is not believing.
有些人所说的跟内心所想的是不一致的。
So, the prayers or the intercession that is done from the heart is what makes a difference.
那从我们内心而发出的这个带到，是能够带来这样的一个改变。
And so I'm going to give you a few things here that will let you understand how intercession or the heart of intercession, how the heart of intercession is.
那接下来我会分享几点关于这个带到者的心肠。
Number one, the heart of intercession must be holy. Must be pure.
第一，带到者的心必须圣洁，是清新的。
Because intercession is a holy activity, it is a pure activity.
带到是一项圣洁的侍奉。
It rotates around God, it is the heart of God. It is the mind of God. It is the heartbeat of God.
我们在这里讲到是神的这个思维，是神的心肠。
That kind of pain that God has when sinners or when people are running away from Him is that pain, that kind of hurt I'm talking about. So, if we carry that very heart, we must be pure as our Heavenly Father is pure.
我们为这所有的这个灵魂的宝贵，来献上这个代祷，是从我们天父的这个心肠，作为这个出发点。
I want us to look at 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 14 to 21.
历代志下26章14到21节。
Second Chronicles 26, 14 to 21. Let's look at it.
历代志下26章14到21节。
You can read it.
The whole verses。乌西亚为全军准备盾牌、枪、盔甲、钩和甩石的机旋，又在耶路撒冷使巧匠做祭器。安在城楼和角楼上，用以射箭发矢。乌西亚的名声全传到远方，因为他得了非常的帮助，声势强盛。他既强盛，就心高气傲，以致行事邪僻，干犯耶和华的神，进耶和华的殿，要在香坛上烧香。祭司亚沙利亚率领耶和华勇敢的祭司是80人，跟随他进去。他们就阻挡乌西亚王，对他说：“乌西亚，给耶和华烧像不是你的事，乃是亚伦子孙承接升职祭司的事。你出圣殿吧，因为你犯了罪，你行这事，耶和华并不使你得荣耀。”乌西亚就发怒， 手拿香炉、药烧香，他向祭司发怒的时候，在耶和华殿中香坛旁众祭司面前，额上忽然发出大麻风。大祭司亚撒利亚和众祭司观看见他额上发出大麻风，就催他出殿，他自己也急速出去，因为耶和华将在与他。乌西亚王长大麻风，直到死日。因此住在别的宫里，与耶和华的殿隔绝。他儿子约坦管理家事，治理国民。
You see, Uzziah is trying to do a holy activity with pride and with anger.
乌西亚王是带着一个骄傲和愤怒来执行这个圣旨。
And what he have vested here is the curse of God, and he ended up a leper. And he ended up losing the throne.
因着他的这个行为，他长了大麻风，而且失去了他的这个君王的身份。
Verse number 16 says, But when King Uzziah was strong, when he became strong, he became proud to his destruction, and he trespassed against the Lord his God, for he went into the temple. Of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense.
这里讲到乌西亚，发怒，他向祭司发怒的时候，在耶和华殿中向坛，祭司面前，额上就长出大麻风。
Now, what he invested here was a curse because he was foolish, he was proud, He had trespassed, he had sinned before the Lord, and so he's going to do a holy activity. What he got out of there is a curse.
这里讲到，乌西亚王他心高气傲，干犯耶和华他的神，进到圣殿里面，在香坛上烧香。
Now we came into this new covenant. And this new covenant does not give us license to do or to commit evil or to do sin or to commit sin. The new covenant invited us into the ministry of reconciliation, which is the ministry of holiness.
虽然我们今天活在这个新约，但是这个新约不代表能够让我们有这样的一个犯罪的这个自由。那但是这个新约为的是要让我们能够得着这与神和好的一个这个途径。
So, the Bible says if we say we have no sin, we're lying to ourselves. But when we confess, he's faithful to forgive us and to sanctify us.
圣经里面说到，当我们说我们是没有罪的，我们就是撒谎。但是当我们愿意承认我们的罪，我们的罪就得到饶恕。
And that's why our master, when he was teaching us about how to pray, about the Lord's Prayer, one of the first things he said, forgive our trespasses, forgive our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us.
在主祷文里面，我们看到耶稣教导我们祷告，就是饶恕我们的罪，如同我们饶恕别人的罪。
So as you enter into The activity of intercession, the number one thing you have to do is to repent of your iniquities or transgressions or unrighteousness, and also repent for the people.
当我们执行任何圣职的时候，我们就是要先看到边承认我们自己的罪，而且要饶恕别人的罪。
Because in our daily activity, Sometimes we miss the mark. We miss the mark. And so we sometimes knowingly and sometimes without knowing.
我们有时候因着我们的无知，我们可能就是错过了这个神的一个心意。
So you tell him, sanctify me. And then you do the activity, not to be like Uzziah, who went into the ministry of burning incense, the ministry of the altar, with pride and with anger and with wickedness.
我们借着圣灵来，让我们得以圣洁，分别为圣，而不像乌西亚王，是带着骄傲、带着愤怒来执行神的一个圣旨。
And the number two thing I want you to understand is that pride must be rejected and humility should be practiced.
我们需要抵挡所有的骄傲，我们凡事都需要谦卑。
Because intercession is a humble, kind of ministration. It takes humility for you to intercede for others.
作为一个代祷者，我们必须带着一个谦卑柔和的心来为别人代祷。
Proud people can't do this. They can't do it because proud people, they all think about their welfare. They think about themselves. They don't think about others.
我们带着骄傲是不能够为别人代祷，因为我们想的就是以自己为中心。
Philippians chapter number 2, verse number 3 to 14. We're going to read all of it.
腓立比书二章三到十四节。腓立比书二章三
Let's
到
look.
十四节，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督耶稣为的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服与自己死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升至为至高，又赐给他超乎万民之上之名。叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称称耶稣为基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的。就当恐惧战兢，做成你们得救的功夫。因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。凡所行的，都不要发怨言起争论。
And there is a few verses that I want you to put much emphasis on.
有几节经文，我需要大家来这个看重。
He says, do nothing from factional motives.
凡事不可结党。
He was telling us to do nothing through contentiousness or through strife or through selfishness or unworthy practices.
不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
He says, all prompted by conceit and empty arrogance.
所有都是因着骄傲。所造成的。
He says, instead, in the true spirit of humility,
只要存心谦卑。
he says, let each regard the others as better than and superior to himself.
个人看别人比自己强。
He was trying to say, think more highly of one another than you think more highly about yourself.
让我们看别人比自己强。
He says, let each of you esteem and look upon and be concerned for not merely his own interests, but also each for the interest of others.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
And he says, let this same attitude and purpose and humble mind be in you, which was in Jesus Christ.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
He says, let him be your example in humility.
让耶稣基督成为我们的榜样。
And that is why he even left heaven and he came to die here on earth, live in this wicked world, because he was looking at you and me as something very valuable and precious that he had to put and to surrender his life just for us.
那我们看到耶稣他放弃天上的所有的这个荣耀，变成人的这个样式，来到我们中间，存心顺服与自己死，就是为了我们。
So I want you to eliminate every kind of pride out of your heart. Pride has killed many people, and pride has destroyed many ministries.
让我们拒绝所有的这个骄傲，因为因着骄傲，我们看到很多事工受到破坏。
When God was calling me in ministry, He brought me from nothing. He brought him from the streets.
当神呼召我要进入侍奉的时候，他把我从街头流浪拯救出来。
And he told me, the day you become proud is the day I will take away the anointing from you.
那神说，我哪一天变成骄傲，我的这个恩膏也会失去。
Because as an intercessor, intercession is a humble, humility, kind of activity.
因为代祷的这个侍奉是需要带着一个谦卑柔和的心。
Many people ask me, Dr. Livingstone, at your level, you still sleep in people's houses at your level? And I tell them, there is nothing about level. It's all about the love of Christ that flows in our hearts.
有些人对我说：“为什么牧师你以你今天的一个地位和层次，为什么还寄宿在别人的这个房子？”那我说：“这一切不是因着地位，不是因着这个层次，乃是因着神的心肠能够借着我的生命流露出来。”
Many people ask me, you tell me, you just don't know who you are. You don't know your level. You don't know your standard. And I tell them, I know my level. I know my standard. But my standard and my level and what you are seeing on me is just by the grace of God.
很多人说，李牧师你，不是太清楚你自己的地位，你的这个层次，但是我说这个，我的生命，是在于神。
So, I want to advise you that pride must be eliminated, strife and arrogance and hate must be eliminated among us. Let us carry the attitude of Christ, which is humility.
让我们拒绝所有的这个骄傲，来学习我们耶稣基督的这个榜样就是带着一个谦卑一个舍己的这样的一个生命。
Number three, about the heart of an intercessor, is it must be a forgiving heart.
第三点这个代祷者必须拥有一颗饶恕人的心。
You see, You cannot ask God to forgive if you cannot forgive.
若我们无法饶恕别人，我们无法来到神的面前求他饶恕我们。
You cannot bless others if you are not blessed.
如果我们自己本身不被祝福，我们就无法成为别人的祝福。
You cannot love others if you do not love yourself.
如果我们不被爱的话，不没有感受到被爱，我们就不能够爱别人。
And you cannot forgive others if you have not forgiven yourself.
如果我们没有被饶恕，那我们就不能够饶恕别人。
Because this is where the problem is. Many people want to serve God, but they have never forgiven themselves.
很多人想要侍奉神，但是他们本身没有真正去领受被饶恕的这个真理。
I know you have asked God to forgive you. You have asked people to forgive you, but you have never forgiven yourself. You're still guilty. You're still looking at yourself as a wicked person.
你可能向神求饶恕。但是你没有真正的去饶恕你自己。
You're still remembering the mistakes you made, and that is what is torturing your mind. That's what is depressing you because you have never forgiven yourself.
在你的脑海里面还充满着你过去所犯的这个罪，以至于你无法饶恕你自己。
I don't know whom I'm talking to, but in this training right now, there is somebody that God is calling to forgive yourself and start loving yourself as well.
在我们这个培训班里面，我感觉神要向某一位弟兄姊妹说，你必须要懂得饶恕你自己。
Bible says, love your neighbor as you love yourself.
圣经里面说，爱我们的邻舍像爱我们自己一样。
It does not say hate yourself and love your neighbor. It says the way you love yourself is the way you should love your neighbor.
我圣经里面没有说到，爱我们的邻舍，憎恨我们自己，乃是说我们爱我们的邻舍，如同爱我们自己一样。
So Matthew chapter number 5, verse 23 and 24.
马太福音5:23-24，所以
Gives us a very
，sorry。
You continue.
所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，就把礼物留在坛前，先去和，同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。
This is the ministration of Jesus Christ and the advice of Jesus Christ.
这里我们看到，耶稣的这个侍奉。他的一个劝告。
It is looked at as the foundational or the foundation of the teaching and of the ministry of Jesus Christ.
这里奠下了这个耶稣施工的一个基础。
It says in verse number, let me do 22, 23, and 24.
这里22节到24节讲到，
He says, but I say to you that everyone who continues to be angry with his brother or harbors malice or enmity of heart against him shall be liable to the two and unable to escape the punishment imposed by court. And whoever speaks contemptuously and insultingly to his brother shall be liable to and unable to escape the punishment imposed by the Sanhedrin. And who says, you cursed fool, or you empty-headed idiot, shall be liable to and enable to escape the hell of fire. Verse 22.
22节这里讲了，但我告诉你们，凡无缘无故向弟兄发怒的，要受审判；凡骂弟兄是白痴的，要受公会的审判；凡骂弟兄是笨蛋的，难逃地狱的火。
23 says, so if when you are offering your gift at the altar, you there remember that your brother has any grievance against you, leave your gift at the altar and go first. Make peace with your brother and then come back and present your gift.
23节，所以你在祭坛前献祭的时候，要是想起有弟兄和你有过节，就把祭物留在坛前，先去跟他和好，然后再来献祭。
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we call Christianity.
这里是我们这个信仰的核心。
Christianity is not all about shouting, it's not all about speaking in tongues, which we do good, not all about shouting, it's not about shaking. Christianity is all about love.
我们基督徒的信仰不是只是大喊口号，或者是这个方言祷告而已，而是以爱来彼此对待。
It is all about forgiveness.
这个核心是饶恕。
And the forgiveness that we are talking about is what we call the unqualified forgiveness, the forgiveness that has no qualification.
这里我们讲的是无条件的一个饶恕。
Yes, not you forgive the small or the easy. I know it is very hard. It is very hard to forgive, but Jesus commanded us. It is a command that we should forgive when it comes to the matter of prayer. We must forgive those who sin against us.
这是耶稣给我们的这个命令，我们是要饶恕那些干犯和得罪我们的。
Because forgiveness is not all about the person that hurt you. Forgiveness is all about your peace and your freedom. Because anybody that has not forgiven is under captivity.
其实饶恕不只是针对那个冒犯我们的人、不得罪我们的人，而是关乎我们的这个自由。
That's why Jesus made it difficult for Peter when Peter was asking, how many times? And he told, seven times? He said, no, 7 times 70 a day.
这个彼得问耶稣：“我们要饶恕别人多少次？”耶稣说：“我们饶恕别人77次。
So the simple mean is it cannot be. Somebody cannot trespass against you for 490 times a day. That is impossible. So I was trying to show him that forgiveness is a must.
”这里带出的一个信息就是，饶恕别人是必须的。
Most people that are sick, that are going through some chronic diseases. The factor here is unforgiveness. When you forgive, God will heal you.
很多人面对一些身体带着严重的一些疾病和长期性的这个疾病，很多时候这个根源是来自于不饶恕。
I know of many people that have been healed from cancer just by forgiving those who sinned against them.
我有很多这个案例，看到一些身体带有癌症的病人得到医治，因为他们选择了饶恕。
So it takes a forgiveness to intercede for the sinner. We shouldn't judge people. We shouldn't condemn people as intercessors. Our work is to pray for them.
作为一个代祷者，我们的这个角色不是要来定罪人，乃是要为着他们的这个好处来代祷。
And number four, the heart of intercession is a compassionate heart.
第四点，这个代祷者的心肠就是有同情心。
Now, compassion is sympathy with the solution.
同情心是带着解决方法而来的一个同情。
It's not just, oh, so sorry. Oh, so sorry. I feel it for you. No, it goes beyond that. You must have solution. If you have compassion for somebody, bring a solution. If you don't have a tangible thing, you can use prayer or you can use a word.
这里讲到的这个同情心，不单单是我们为着别人所受的苦而感同身受，而且我们是带着一个解决的一个方式来祝福对方，可能是一个祷告，可能是一个话语。
One of my daughters in Tanzania, was believing God for a job.
有一个。我认识一个人在坦桑尼亚，他相信神要祝福他，他向神求一份工作。
And then there was a sister in the church that had a swollen stomach. She had fibroids and tumors in her womb and stomach. You see, the stomach was swollen.
有一位姊妹在教会里面，她在她的这个腹部有一个肿瘤。
But this lady who was sickly could come to church every service day.
This sister，
Yes,
这个姊妹
the one who was sickly.
她这个姊妹带着癌症在身，她每一周她都来到教会。
And then this sister who was believing God for a job started to intercede and to pray every day, and even to, she was even sowing seed. She was sowing seed, giving offering in the church, and said, God, I'm giving this offering because of my sister.
Okay, this is a different person praying for the sick lady.
Yes, but the one who is praying is believing God for a job.
Okay, 这位姊妹，她向神求工作的这位姊妹，她愿意为这个患有癌症病人的这个姊妹代祷，而且她也献上这个奉献。
Guess what happened? God performed a miracle for this sister, and she got a miracle healing. And then what happened? Immediately after the sister got healed, she was called from the state house. And as I speak right now, she's working for the president, the one who was interceding.
我们看到这个为这个患癌症这个姊妹代祷的这个求工作的这个姊妹，她我们看到神行了神迹，医治了这个患有癌症的这个姊妹，而且这个代祷者的这个姊妹也得到了一份工作，在这个总统府。
The generation that we are in is very funny that when people are succeeding, others feel bad. But when they are falling into sin, when they commit sin, when they fall, some people are excited about the falling of others.
我们看到我们现在所处的一个社会文化，当有一些人成功的时候，我们会感到不高兴，但是我们看到有些人跌倒的时候，我们反而觉得兴奋。
So compassion means to suffer with. It means to suffer with. If somebody is going through some suffering, going through some pain, going through some challenges, you suffer with him, you feel the pain You may not be in the same sickness, but you feel it in your heart.
作为一个代祷者，我们与那些受苦的人同受苦。
Because when we suffer with, we become healers of others.
当我们有这样的一个心肠，对着我们代祷的人这个感同身受，那我们也能够带给这样的一个意志，释放这样的一个意志。
That's why sometimes when God is raising generals, He'll make them go through some situations in order to help those who are going through the same.
神也要兴起我们在我们当中，这样的一个带领者，来帮助，为其他人有需要的人带到。
That's why our master, who is the master of this game, our Lord Jesus Christ, he had to leave heaven. He came here, suffered, saw the suffering, saw the pain, saw what people go through, and that's how he was able to save, because you cannot deliver what you have never gone through.
所以，我们看到我们的耶稣基督他，他取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，经历我们所经历的一切的痛苦，然后他才能够为我们，作为我们的这个大祭司，为我们代祷。
There is something deep here. I'm trying to be quick so that we cover all this today. There is something very deep here that I want you to understand about compassion.
这里有一些深奥的真理，我希望大家能够理解。关于这个同情心。
Sometimes you become a sacrifice for others to benefit.
有时候我们需要做出这个牺牲，为的是要其他人得着益处。
You cannot advise people when you have never gone through what they are going through.
你不能够给别人任何这个劝告或者是建议，但我们从来没有经历相同的一个事情。
Yes, you cannot advise fathers if you have never been a father.
你不能够劝告其他父亲，但你从来没有做过有父亲的一个经历。
You cannot advise a pastor if you have never been a pastor before.
你可能不能这个劝告其他的这个牧者，或者给出这样的一个建议，但你从来没有当过牧师的一个经验。
You cannot advise a married person if you have never been married before.
你也不能够给予任何的这个建议，给予一些这个在婚姻里面的。夫妻，当你从来没有结婚过，
Because you don't know what they go through. You don't know what they go through. You must know it, feel it, in order to help those who are going through it.
因为你不理解他们所经历的。
You see, compassion is never helpless. Whenever there is compassion, there must be help.
Whenever there's compassion, there must be.
Help, yeah, compassion gives birth to help, to assistance.
这个当我们有这个同情心，我们就会帮助别人。
Wherever there is compassion, there is always a solution.
当我们有这样的一个同情心，我们也会找到一个解决的方案。
So, Mark chapter number 6 and verse number 34.
So, Richard.
Let's begin from Matthew 18, 27. Matthew 18, 27.
Matthew 18, 马太福音十八章。
Yes.
Which verse?
18, 27. Matthew 18, 27.
18:27。 马太福音18章27节，王可怜他，不但释放了他，而且免了他。
You see, and his, I want you to look at this, and his master's heart was moved with the compassion, and he released him and forgave him, canceling the debt.
这里我们看到，这里所讲的一个比喻，王可怜这个乞丐，然后不但释放了他，而且免了他所有的债。
Now, the heart of the master was moved with compassion.
王动了这个怜悯同情心。
So now, wherever there is compassion, there is the movement of the heart, which brings help, which brings forgiveness, and which brings solution.
当我们有怜悯之心，我们就看到，这个将会驱动，带来这个解决的一个方式，出路。
The book of Mark, chapter 6, verse number 34.
马可福音，6章24节。Mark 6 verse 24, correct? 马可福音6章24节，他便出去向他母亲说：“我应该要什么呢？”他母亲说：“要施洗者约翰的头。
34,
”哦，
not 24.
马可福音6章34节，耶稣一下船，看见这一大群人好像没有牧人的羊，心里怜悯他们，于是教导了他们许多道理。
He says, as Jesus landed, he saw a great crowd waiting, and he was moved. I want you to master that word. He was moved with compassion for them because they were like a sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things.
耶稣一下船，看见这一大群人好像没有牧人的羊，心里就动了怜悯之心，于是耶稣就教导了他们许多的道理。
Now look at what Peter is saying. Verse number 36 say, send the crowds away to go into the country and villages round about and buy themselves something to eat.
这里门徒跟耶稣说，请差遣众人，好让他们到周围的村庄去自己买些吃的。
But he replied to them, said, give them something to eat yourselves. They said to him, shall we go and buy 200 denarii? It was about $40 worth of bread and give it to them to eat?
耶稣说：“你们就给他们吃的吧。”门徒说：“我们哪来这么多钱啊，买东西给他们吃
Now, cutting the story short, Jesus had to provide solution. He had to provide food for them to eat. And how did he provide it? He got the bread which was there and the fish, lifted up his hands, thanked God, and God brought the multiplication.
？”那这里耶稣必须要找到一个解决的方式，他必须要喂饱这众人的口，那这里接着五饼二鱼，耶稣喂饱了，当中有5000人之多。
So you understand that the miracle was activated by compassion.
我们看到这里的神迹，是因这一个怜悯之心作为一个开始。
The people that God is looking at to use in this generation are the people that have or carry the heart of compassion.
这个时代需要看到更多的有怜悯之心的一个代祷者。
In fact, anybody that want to operate in the gift of miracles and signs and wonders must be carrying that heart of compassion for the people.
若我们要看到更多的这个神迹，那我们必须要求神赐给我们怜悯之心、同情心。
T.L. Osborne is one of the greatest men that God used in miracles, signs, and wonders. He passed on.
这个奥斯本，他就是有这样的一个怜悯之心。这个牧者他触摸了很多人的心，帮助他们看到这里的一个自己的一个创伤受到痊愈。
He could touch into the wounds of people. You see, somebody has cancer, somebody has a wound, and T.L. Osborne could touch on the wound and pray, and then the wounds could disappear.
奥斯本牧师，他借着他的祷告，能够触摸人的心，让他们的这个心灵的这个创伤得到医治。
And so, intercession, the heart of an intercessor must be a heart of compassion.
代祷者的心肠必须要有这个怜悯和同情心。
Okay, number five is the heart of love.
第五点，爱心。
And I'm going to give you a homework. I want you to read 1 Corinthians chapter number 13, the whole chapter.
我给大家一个功课，让你去阅读《哥林多前书》13章。
I want you to go and read it at home. I mean, after. I want you to read it after the training.
今天下课之后，你可以在家里来阅读这个。《哥林多前书》13章。
I want you to read the whole book of John, 1 John, from chapter number 1 to chapter number 5.
也请大家能够来看《约翰一书》1章到5章。
But I want to read all these two portions of scriptures because it's going to develop something in you that you have never known before.
那我希望借着这些经文，让大家能够得着这样的一个看见。
And so you must carry love in you because when you love people, you pray for them. You cannot love people and do not pray for them. What you love, you pray for.
我们必须要持有这个爱心。那我们为别人代祷。那重点是我们必须要先有这样的一个爱人之心。
The greatest seed you can sow in somebody's life is the seed of praying for them.
我们在别人身上能够撒下这最伟大的种子，就是为他们代祷。
If you love your children, pray for them. If you don't pray for them, you don't love them.
若你爱你的孩子，你就会为他们带刀；若你不爱他们，你就不会为他们带刀。
If you love Dr. Livingstone, pray for him. If you don't pray for him, then you don't love him.
若你爱李牧师，你就会为他带刀；若你不爱李牧师，你不会为他带刀。
If you love your husband, you love your wife, or you love your parents, pray for them. If you're not praying for them, then in kingdom order, you don't love them.
若你爱你的丈夫、你的太太、你的家人，你就会为他们代祷。相反的，你不爱他们，你就不为他们代祷。
There was a man called Mr. Muller. Mr. Muller. He prayed for his two friends for 65 years to be born again. 65 years.
It's two of his friends.
Yes.
这里乔治·穆勒先生为他的两个朋友的重生得救祷告了65年。
And guess what? The day he was dying, they were not yet born again. And he said, I'm dying today, but my friends will find me in heaven.
Have they been safe when he about to pass away?
When he was dying, when he was passing away, he died before they got born again. But he still had the faith and love for them that they will find him in heaven.
乔治·穆勒先生他离世之前，他这两位朋友还没有信主得救，但是他依然鼓励他们，在天堂，他们会再相遇。
I don't know, his funeral, his friends got born again.
在他的这个追悼会的时候，他们信主了，这两位朋友，
They became Christians on his funeral.
他们成为基督徒，在他的葬礼，
That's what I'm talking about, the heart of intercession.
这里就是我所描述的这个代祷者的心肠。
And lastly, on this is that the heart of intercession keep secret.
第六点关于这个代祷者的心肠，就是我们必须要保守秘密。
If you cannot keep secrets, you cannot be an intercessor.
若我们无法保守秘密，我们不能成为一个代祷者。
Because people come with their problems. When they tell you their issues, do not publish their issues. You keep the secrets because God entrusts you. The Bible says he entrusts you with the secrets. A secret is something that is kept.
当有些人来向我们分享他们自己个人的一些隐秘的事情，我们需要有这样的一个心肠，能够为他们保守秘密。相同的神，向我们揭晓那神国的秘密，这个奥秘的时候，我们也能够有这样的一个态度。
People ask me why, Dr. Livings, why are you quiet? Why are you quiet? It's because I have many secrets of people. I carry a lot. There are many people I'm praying for. There are many marriages I'm praying for. There are many ministers I'm praying for that are going through some stuff. So sometimes I'm sitting there, but my heart is interceding for somebody.
有些人问我，李牧师，为什么你保持沉默？因为我的心里面有很多其他人向我分享的这个他们自己个人私人的秘密，关于婚姻，关于其他私人的事情。那我就是有声无声我都在为他们代祷。
So you have to train yourself to be a secret keeper. Do not expose the weaknesses of people. Do not talk about the failures of people when they have come to you to pray for them. Just pray for them. And when God delivers them, glory be to God.
所以，作为一个代祷者，我们必须要懂得，而且锻炼我们自己要，去保守其他人的这个隐私，其他人的这个秘密。当神应允这个我们的祷告的时候，所有荣耀都归给神。
There are many people in our church in Dar es Salaam that God healed from HIV/AIDS. They came sick. They came to my office. They told me. I prayed for them. I took some time praying for them. Nobody even knew. And I prayed. They got healed. And they came to me and give testimony to me. And it remained between me and them and God.
有很多弟兄姊妹，我为他们代祷。那当他们经历和见证到神的这个医治和释放，神经历神迹的时候，他们来为我分享他们的这个见证，我都我们在我们彼此都为这此事献上感恩， 但是我们还是依然保守这个事情在我们自己中间。
So you must be a secret keeper.
我们必须要懂得保守秘密。
That is when God will entrust you with even the prophetic ministry, because the prophetic ministry is a secret keeping ministry.
这个包括限制性的事工，也是一个保守秘密的一个事工。
Amen.
Amen。
Now, give me 10 minutes. I take you through the art of intercession, and then we finish.
给我10分钟时间来概括这个代祷的艺术。
That is what we call the way or the art of intercession.
这里讲到的代祷的艺术和或者是途径。
Now, intercession is a three-pattern system.
代祷是一个3模式的系统。
It is one person going to another for another.
这里是讲到一个人为了另一个人去寻找另一个人。
Luke chapter number 11, from verse number 5 to number 8, gives us a clear picture of the art of intercession.
路加福音11章5到8节，这里为我们解释了这个代祷的艺术。耶稣又对他们说。假设你在半夜跑去朋友家请求说，朋友，请借给我3个饼吧，因为有一个朋友远道而来，我家没有什么可以招待他。那个人在屋里应声说，请别打搅我，门已经锁上了，我和孩子们已经上床了，我不能起来给你拿饼。我告诉你们，那人虽不念朋友之情，但是倘若你不肯罢休，继续请求，他最终会起来满足你的愿望。
Now here you understand that one person is going to another for another.
这里我们看到一个人为着某一个人去寻找另一个人。
The satisfied person is going to the supplier for the needy.
得以满足的领受者会为着有需要者去寻找这供应者。
Because you need to be bold enough and persistent enough while you are interceding.
当我们为别人代祷的时候，我们必须要有这样的勇气和毅力。
Because sometimes it will take night times, sometimes day, sometimes hours, sometimes long period of time. But as you keep on praying and praying and praying, then there will be victory.
我们代祷的时候，可能是在晚上，或者是早上的，我们也可能需要花上很多时间，很长的时间，来为对方代祷。
Now, there are five ways you have to understand here about the art of intercession.
这里有5项关于这个代祷的艺术或途径。
And this is what we learn from this portion of scripture we read.
这里我们接着一些经文来解释。
Number one, intercession is a stubborn prayer. Stubborn prayer.
第一项，这个是一个固执性的祷告。
The Bible says this friend kept on knocking, kept on knocking, kept on knocking. Even when the other one said, "Oh, I'm tired, I'm sleepy," he kept on knocking. He was stubborn.
我们看到这里，这个朋友，这个人他不停的叩门，不停的叩门。虽然，他的朋友已经这个睡觉了，但是他继续的坚持的叩门。
Genesis chapter number 18, 23 to 30 talks about how Abram pleaded with God because of Lot.
创世纪18:23-32讲到亚伯拉罕，带着怜悯和爱心向神呼求。
He says, God, if there will be 50, if there will be 40, there will be 30, there will be 10. He's pleading, he's stubborn before God for the sake of the people he was interceding for.
亚伯拉罕向神，这个呼求说，倘若城里有50个人、40个人、30个人，甚至是10个人，神还会毁灭这城吗？希望
So
神能够饶恕这城。
it is a stubborn praying.
这个是一个固执性的祷告。
You don't stop, you keep on troubling the master, you keep on reminding God. He says, though the keepers of Jerusalem never allow God to sleep until he vindicates you.
我们看到亚伯拉罕带着这样的一个坚持的心啊，来向神求饶恕，为着那座城。
Be like a widow in Luke chapter number 18. He kept on going to the judge and say, avenge for me because of my property. And the judge said, because this woman troubles me all the time, I will give her justice.
Luke 18，
Luke 18 from 1 to 8.
路加福音18章，这里1节到8节，讲到这个寡妇来到这个审判官，她是带着这样的一个坚持来向这个审判官求为她伸冤。
So, do not give up on people.
所以我们不要放弃任何人，
Keep on praying for them.
我们坚持的继续为他们代祷。
Number two, intercession is a bold praying, a bold praying.
第二点，这个代祷是刚强壮胆的。
You have to be bold enough to pray for a nation that is shedding blood.
我们必须要勇敢的为着我们的城市为着我们的国家祷告。
The Bible says this man went in the middle of the night. He did not fear anything, but is going to ask bread for a friend, for a stranger. That came in. So he's going because the other one is a friend. He's going there in the middle of the night, not fearing anything, but because there is somebody who is hungry.
我们回到这个路加福音11章5节到8节，这里讲到，这个人为着远道而来的朋友，因为家里没有任何东西能够招待他，他就是坚持来到他朋友家来，这个求饼。
Intercession number three is persistence or persistent prayer, persistent praying.
代祷是带着坚持的这个心，坚持的态度。
Elijah is praying for the rain to come in 1 Kings chapter number 18. But he doesn't care. He's praying and praying. The first time there is no sign. The second time there is no sign. Up to seven times until there was a cloud which was like a hand. That's what we call persistence in prayer.
我们看到，在列王记上，以利亚先知他，为着这个他们的这个国家求雨，然后带着这样坚持的心，然后能够看到这个最终 有这个下雨的迹象。
We call it push, pray until something happens.
我们这里讲的就是一个带这个坚持的心来祷告，直到我们看到事情有所改变。
So do not stop until you see results.
我们不会停止祷告，直到我们看到祷告被应允。
Mr. Muller prayed for 65 years, 65 years until the day he died. That is when God answered the prayer. 65 years.
穆勒先生为着他的朋友两个朋友的得救带祷65年，直到他离世之前。
And number four, intercession is faith. Praying is faith. Praying is a prayer of faith.
第四点，带祷是出于信心的一个祷告。
Yes, you believe. You believe that one day the nation, like my faith about the nation of China, that one, I'll never die before I see the freedom of worship in that nation. I'll never die before I see that.
就像我，对中国这样的一个负担，我会继续的为中国带祷，直到我看到那一天这样的一个突破，临到。
I have faith that one day there will be Christian television is in China. There will be stadiums full of people worshiping God, full of people preaching the gospel in that nation.
我有这样的一个信心，终有一天，我会看到，在中国有这个，福音的电台，福音的电视台，让大家能够自由的、公开的，在这个，来宣讲神的一个福音。
And I will never stop praying until I see that. That's my faith.
直到我看见，这天的临到。我会继续的为中国祷告。
And number five, it is a concern praying.
第五点，带祷是带着关心的祷告。
You get concerned about the situation and then you pray about it.
我们为着某些事情有这样的一个关心，所以我们为这此事情带到。
But there is also what we call the two ways of intercession, two ways to intercede.
带到有两种方式。
You can pray with your understanding.
我们可以用我们的悟性来祷告。
That's praying in the language you understand.
借着我们能够理解的自然语言来祷告。
And secondly, you can pray in the spirit.
第二种方式，我们可以借着灵来祷告。
So you are praying with the utterances given to you by the Holy Spirit.
我们可以用圣灵所赐给我们的话语来祷告。
Because the Holy Spirit searches all hearts, and the Holy Spirit knows everything. So if you are praying in the Spirit, then you are not missing the mark. You're praying on target.
因为圣灵参透人的心，那我们接着圣灵所带给我们的启示来祷告。
So if you really don't know what you are praying for someone, just enter into the Spirit and begin to pray in the Spirit. As you talk about his name and pray in the Spirit and talk about her name, pray in the Spirit and talk about her name, the Spirit will be giving you utterance, see, and the Spirit knows exactly what is the need of that somebody.
当我们不懂得，当我们觉得我们在悟性，这个层面，我们无法为对方祷告的时候，我们就借着，灵语，借着方言来，为对方带祷，让圣灵会，给我们启示。
There is what we call diverse kind of tongues. Diverse kind of tongues. There is tongues of intercession, and there is tongues that you pray when you are building your spirit in God.
There is tons of giving thanks.
There are tons of intercession.
Okay, 有代祷的方言。
You're speaking in tongues, but you are interceding for someone
当我们
in the spirit.
用方言祷告的时候，我们就是同时间为别人代祷。
And then there are tongues that you pray to build your spirit in God.
那也有这个来建造自己的方言。
So, this is what we call the art of intercession.
这里就总结了这个代祷的艺术。
And sometimes, you may feel singing in tongues.
我们可以用这个方言来赞美歌唱。
Sometimes you feel crying.
有时候我们哭泣，
Sometimes you burst into laughter.
有时候我们这个有这样的一个，我们会大笑起来。
So, it works about the discernment of the situation that you are praying for.
我们是能够借着圣灵来分别某一个时候，某一个需要。
And because of our time, I want to stop here and I want to make a prayer.
因为时间缘故，我要在这里，今天的这个讲道就到这里，我要为大家祷告。
And today we are interceding. Today we are going to pray in the next 3 minutes. And as we come out of the room, you keep on praying. You keep on praying, but for these prayer points that I'm going to give you now.
我们接下来这个，当大家离开这个平台之后，大家都可以继续祷告。接下来我会给大家有一些代祷的事项。
Number 1, we are praying for every wounded heart, because I see many people are bleeding within their hearts. They are wounded, their heart.
第一点，我们要为所有受伤的心灵代祷。
Let the healing of God flow in those hearts right now in the name of Jesus.
让神的医治来充满这些受伤的心灵。
I can see in the spirit realm there are people that are hurt by their loved ones, hurt by their husbands, hurt by their children, hurt by their members of their ministries. I can see you in the spirit realm. The healing of God is flowing in your heart now.
我看到我们当中有一些人心灵所受的创伤是来自于我们的家人和甚至是教会的弟兄姊妹。我看到神的医治现在就临到你们的心灵。
Yes, I see it flowing. I see the healing flowing. I see the anointing that heals wounds flowing in your hearts right now.
我看到这医治的恩膏流淌。
And number 2, I'm praying and we are praying for our people that have been finding it difficult to forgive others.
第二个代祷事项是我为这所有人，当你面对当你觉得这个饶恕人是很难的时候，我们为你代祷。
No, you were hurt, you were wounded, but the Lord is saying, as a kingdom influencer and as an intercessor, is saying, forgive, and is giving you that grace to forgive.
我明白你曾经受过伤害，但是今天神要给你这样的一个恩典，来饶恕别人。
And lastly, we are praying for four nations, praying for four nations.
最后，我要为这四个国家代祷。
The number 1 nation, we're praying for the nation of Australia.
第一个国家是澳洲。
for God to shake the foundations, the wicked foundations of that land.
让神来摇动澳洲国家的这个基础，除去所有的这个邪恶。
Yes, because when I was praying, I saw wicked foundations. I saw that the land is standing, is founded on a wicked foundation.
当我为澳洲代祷的时候，我看到澳洲的这个基础有一些邪恶是需要被除去的。
And number two, we're going to pray for the nation of China.
第二个，我们需要代祷的国家是中国。
Because when I talk about China, I'm talking about the mainland, and I'm talking about the Hong Kong, and I'm talking about those nations that are connected to China.
当我说为中国代祷的时候，我也包括了，讲到香港，还有其他有关联的国家。
When I was praying, I saw thousands and thousands of young people and children crying.
我看到成千上万的年轻人，在哭泣。
And then I heard the voice say, the tears of those young people that are crying, those tears are not falling on the ground. Those tears are going to the throne of mercy. And God says, I'm going to send mercy to that nation.
我看到这些年轻人所流下的眼泪不是落空的，而是达到我的宝座我要应允他们的祷告。
Yes. And number three, we're praying for the nation of Malaysia. Malaysia.
第三个国家，我要为着马来西亚这个国家代祷。
The Lord says there is resistance against the revival in that land.
神说，在马来西亚这个国家里有抵挡复兴的一个灵。
Because I saw dryness, I saw dryness, I saw it was like a drought. The Lord says, let's pray for the rain of revival to fall upon that nation.
看到这个土地有这样的一个枯干我求神降下这个复兴的雨。
And number four, we are praying for the nation of the United States of America.
第四个国家，是美国，我们为美国代祷。
Because I saw a way which was broad, and many people were going in that way, and they had forgotten the way which was small, and that small way there was gold, there was a lot of gold. I saw gold in that small way, but people were not taking that one, they were taking the bigger, broad way.
我看到这个宽阔的道路，是通往死亡的。但是我们看到神国的道路是那窄门小路，是有神的祝福在当中。
And the Lord says, pray for America, for people to open their eyes and see, go back to the way, the ways of God, the way where God is where God is, and is where prosperity is, not their own ways.
求神打开这个美国人的眼睛，让他们看到神起初的心意，让他们能够回归神起初的心意。
This one, I'm feeling it now. It will be nation number five. We're going to pray for the nation of India because there is a prophetic calling upon that land, a prophetic calling upon the nation of India. And the Lord is going to raise many prophets, many apostles, many great men and women out of that nation. But I saw a cloud of darkness. It was a darker cloud. That it was covering many of them.
接下来的这个国家是印度，我们就是为着印度这个国家带到。那神对这个国家有这样的一个限制性的一个呼召，神要兴起更多的这个使徒，还有先知。但是我看到这个黑暗笼罩大地。
Let that cloud be removed. Let that cloud, the dark cloud, be rolled away from that nation of India.
我们来宣告，这个黑暗要被挪去，离开印度这个土地。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
Hey, Tabara Bosinikade. Labarabazinda Rabasikada. Father, in the name of Jesus,
奉主耶稣基督的名。
thank you for these people that you are raising, that you are calling as intercessors.
我们为这每一位弟兄姊妹和神所兴起的这个代祷者献上感谢。
Ah, God, oh God, thank you, Father.
感谢天父。
Listen to me, listen to me.
大家听听我说。
I just feel that my spirit is lifted and I'm seeing many nations and I'm seeing intercessors standing over nations in the space. I see intercessors standing in every on in the space of every nation.
我看到代祷者为着这个国每一个国家站立。
And you are the people that God is trusting with that mandate.
我们是神这个托付的这个重任。
Lord is raising you as territorial commanders, as territorial spirits.
神兴起我们要成为这个每一个疆土的带领者。
I'm going to show you a lot of things when I'll be dealing with militant intercession.
我要跟大家分享关于这个军事的祷告。
God bless you and protect you and cover your families as well.
神祝福保守你和你的家人。
No weapon formed against you shall prosper.
没有任何这个伤害我们的武器能够成全。
I protect all of you in the blood of Jesus.
借着耶稣基督的宝血，我们得到保守。
Fear no nothing, God is with you.
我们不需要惧怕什么，因为神与我们同在。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
And I'm praying for every person that is standing with this a mandate financially. I pray that the Lord will open every financial gate for you.
为着大家能够在财务上得到这样的一个祝福，
I pray that the Lord will enlarge your territories.
神要开拓我们的疆界，
I pray that the Lord will bless your hands.
神要祝福我们的手，
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Remember, as we our prayer goes up, our offering also should go up.
当我们祷告的时候，这个就像我们所献上的祭。
It's a divine order and it's biblical. It is divine order and it is the Bible.
这个是神的一个所定下的律。
Now, this is my prayer request for you. I want you to pray for this. Are you there?
Yep.
want you to pray for this.
我要你大家为这事祷告。
I want you to pray for Inspire TV.
为着这个Inspire 电视台祷告。
The television is the television that God has given us, and we've been facing a lot of resistance.
这个是神所赐给我们的电视台，我们面对很多抵挡。
Just want you to pray that the Lord will provide. The Lord will provide so that we may start testing signals this coming month of April.
在这4月份，我们会有这样的一个尝试去也、yeah, 来启动这个电视台，那我们需要大家的带导。
Yes, a lot of money is needed, but we know our God is rich. You can use anybody, can use anybody anywhere. To provide so that we go on air this coming month.
我们需要很多资源，但是我相信神会供应，让我们在这个4月份能够上线。
So pray for it as we are praying for the nations and praying for our people. Pray, let's pray for Inspire TV because God is going to use it as a vessel to touch the whole world.
为着我们的这个团队的带导，因为我相信神要借着这个电视台的这个项目来。带给全球的一个祝福。
God extremely bless you and thank you for joining us on this training. I know God is building your spirits and is building your lives for being and becoming valuable and an influencer for the kingdom in this generation. God bless you.
我相信神在建造大家的生命，神祝福大家。
Amen.
Amen.